Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. Sure, like me on Friday, sometimes you kind of start to hit the wall a little bit after going hard all week. And so I just want to share some tidbits of some things that have spoke to me over the past week, things that I have read either in my devotions or through emails that I've received or through social media. And just things that have blessed me, and we'll just call it Nuggets from Greg on Friday, or Food for Thought Friday. Lots of different things we can call it. Have a little fun with it there. But first, I want to share from my friend Dave Willis. Down in Dallas, Texas, just a tremendous servant leader. He and I, a tremendous communicator of God's Word. He's a great servant leader, but he's one of the best communicators I know, teaching about God's love for us. And we served together at Northeast Christian Church in Lexington for a couple years. And Dave was just cutting his teeth in ministry, was our middle school pastor. God's just doing great things through he and his wife's ministry. I encourage you to check them out at, I believe it's DaveAndAshleyWillis.com. But Dave had this great quote that I read recently. He said, "God's blessings don't always feel like blessings at the time. Sometimes what looks like a rejection is actually his protection." Ooh, we'll say that again. God's blessings don't always feel like blessings at the time. Sometimes what looks like a rejection is actually his protection. Think about that. Sometimes what looks like rejection is actually God's protection. And it's amazing there. Just the difference in those two words, rejection and protection. And I want to encourage you to change your mindset today. Something maybe that you got rejected on, maybe it's something at work, maybe through a family situation. I don't know, but I just know somebody today need to hear that maybe this rejection in a situation was actually God's protection. I want to encourage you to stand on that today and know that God can work through all those types of things during, even when, you know, it doesn't make any sense to us. Also love this quote by Jerry Bridges. He was a professor at Asbury University at the seminary. He says, "Your bad days are never so bad that you're outside the reach of God's grace, and your good days are never so good that you are outside the need of God's grace." So no matter, friends, if you've done something, you're just saying, "Man, God can never forgive me." No, you're never outside the reach of God's grace. But I also want to remind you, when things are going really, really well in your life, don't ever think that maybe it's all because of you or that you're really so good that you're outside the need of God's grace. And that's one of the things you have to be so careful with when we have some success, is because we can sit there and, you know, start to think it's about us. And then we have to go through maybe a challenging situation in our life to be reminded and be humbled to remember that it's not about us, it's about God, and that we all need his grace. And so just remember that your bad days are never so bad that you're outside the reach of God's grace. Your good days are never so good that you are outside the need of God's grace, by Jerry Bridges. Asbury. I like John Gordon, a great follower on Twitter. He's kind of like a little bit younger version of John Maxwell. Great follow on social media. He said, "What do faith and fear have in common besides the letter F? They both believe in a future that hasn't happened yet. Fear believes in a negative future. Faith believes in a positive future. Don't believe the lies of fear. Choose faith and believe in a positive future today." You might need to read that twice today. What do faith and fear have in common besides the letter F? They both believe in a future that hasn't happened yet. Fear believes in a negative future. Faith believes in a positive future. Don't believe the lies of fear. Choose faith and believe in a positive future today. Saw this quote recently, really spoke to me. "Don't cling to mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it." I mean, I have to laugh because, you know, I can be guilty of having, you know, problems letting go, and I talk about things here. We all make mistakes, but Satan loves to have us keep hitting the rewind button. But, you know, we can't clean the mistake just because we spend a lot of time making it. And, you know, I'm so thankful for God's grace and mercy there, and he'll do it for you as he's done it for me. Lisa Turkhurst, just a tremendous writer, written some great books, said, take a deep breath, don't panic, thinking of all the worst-case scenarios. That will not help you right now. You don't want to bring your most chaotic fears to your most urgent situation. Overcome fear by declaring God's absolute goodness. Overcome fear by declaring God's absolute goodness. And she's somebody that maybe on social media, I know there's a lot of things that are negative and critical, but she's a great follow on social media, says a lot of things that are encouraging and always point you towards Jesus. I would encourage you to check it out. I really like this quote from Dr. Henry Cloud. He says, here is a quick relationship booster. With everyone you talk to today, try to listen more than you talk. Listen, be curious, and ask them questions. Watch them open up and flourish when you do this. Enjoy who they are and your moment of knowing them better. Leave them better than you found them. And don't we all just have one person in our life? If you're blessed to have more than one, that's wonderful. But somebody that's just a great listener, and they ask questions about your life. And, you know, when they ask how you're doing, they really mean it. And then they really listen. And, you know, it's just one of those things that I've shared lots of times on Hope It's Here, but I think it's interesting. God proportionally gave us two ears and one mouth. And in other words, we should listen twice as much as we speak. And yet I know we all like to talk to people. And but I also want to remind you, for my people that are single and divorced, widowed, you know what? You're never alone. You can always talk to God. And yet it's wonderful when you talk with another human being. And I want to encourage us to got a guy that I've been trying to help that's going through a really challenging life situation. And, I mean, it's tough, and I'm trying to be a good listener and helping. But one of the things I really appreciate about it is that he always will ask me about midway through. He said, all right, man, that's enough about me. I do want to continue processing the situation, but how are you doing? And he'll ask me about a specific thing in my life, about how things are going, you know. Whatever it is from the last conversation we've talked about, whether it's, you know, with a job or health or family or friends or just whatever. And, you know, man, that means so much to me. And it may be a 30-minute conversation, but those 5 minutes that we take out that he does ask and he listens and gives me some feedback is just such a blessing. And, you know, we can all do that, can't we? We really can. Some of you may be feeling overwhelmed today with just something in your life, and I love listening to Joyce Meyer. Man, I want to encourage you. She's on 10 o'clock. It's 14 minutes like Hope Is Here. One of the things that inspired me to do a 14-minute program was listening to her now for over 30 years. And she had a quote recently I heard her say when I was listening to her on the radio on WJMM. It says, if you do what you can do, God will do what you cannot do. If you do what you can do, God will do what you cannot do. And one of the things that I think that Satan does sometimes, maybe we don't know the full answer, but instead of at least trying to get the process rolling, because we don't know the end result, we won't even get started. And for some of you today, you know you've been procrastinating on something in a situation that God's telling you need to deal with. And I don't know whether that's maybe, you know, you need to get your will started. Even nobody likes to think about doing a will, but doing that. Maybe it's making that doctor's appointment. You know, maybe you've got some health challenges, but you're kind of scared to go. But I want to encourage you to do that. Or that dental appointment. Or making that phone call. Or to call those creditors that you're behind on and payments. I mean, just whatever it is, just know if you'll do what you can do, God will do what you cannot do. And that's why we need a Savior. It's why we need Jesus. And it's one of the greatest things about being a follower of Jesus, that he helps us. And I've seen God make a way when there seems no way in my life over and over again. And he will do the same for you today. I promise you, stand in faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And obviously that starts with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But then it also means as a follower of Jesus, sometimes you just got to stand in faith and say, I may not see God yet, but I know that he's going to help me out and that he is my protector and he is my provider. I saw this quote by Scott Belsky recently. It said, it's not about ideas, it's about making ideas happen. That kind of goes in line with what I was just talking about procrastinating. You may have an idea about something, but you've got a dream of starting a new business, writing a blog, writing a book, starting a new exercise program, or I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, you know, it's not about ideas, it's about making ideas happen. And I want to encourage you to do that. Father Jim Sick, Co. I hope I'm saying his name right, S-I-C-H-K-O. He was at a parish in Richmond, Kentucky, and just has a real heart to just help people. And he's a great follow on Twitter. He had a quote recently. He said, no matter how much pain you feel right now, in time you will heal. No matter how lost you feel, you will one day find your way. No matter how much darkness surrounds your life, you will find your light. No matter how worthless you feel, you will find your purpose. Keep going. And somebody listening today, you need to hear that. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't quit. And I know it's so easy to do, and especially when you get fatigued and you get tired mentally, physically, and emotionally, you just want to quit. And I'm just begging you, don't quit. Don't quit whatever it is that right now you will regret later on, but right now seems like the easy thing to do. Please don't misunderstand me. I know there's times in our lives that sometimes we think that, you know, it just it won't matter, but it does matter. And then there also comes a time sometimes where it is time to walk away and end a situation, a rich relationship that's not God-honoring, that's not healthy, and you've done everything you can to make it healthy. Okay, but most of the time, not always, most of the time, there's a way to solve and heal a situation and make it healthy. One of the quotes that I love from my friend Mike Bro, he says, you know, following Jesus is not always easy, but it was never meant to be complicated. Following Jesus is not always easy, but it was never meant to be complicated. And, you know, I've just learned that. In my life, sometimes I make things too complicated, but Jesus is not complicated. Following Jesus and just his word and the things that he shared, that he modeled for us. Read those four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books in the New Testament, and you know he'll make a way when there seems to be no way, and he'll give you hope. Trainer Joe, who's been a guest on Hope Is Here, usually have him on once a year talking about our physical health and how we can take care of ourselves and maybe help with weight loss. We encourage you to check him out at trainerjoes.com. But he had a great quote recently. He said, life's roughest storms prove the strength of our anchors. Life's roughest storms prove the strength of our anchors. You know, I think as we all look in our lives that we can really relate to that, can't we? Isn't that true? That life's roughest storms prove the strength of our anchors. And we know as followers of Jesus that he is our anchor. And I want to encourage you to look to him today to be your anchor and know that there's always hope because of Jesus. Look forward to seeing you next week on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.